The purpose of using iMessages, which I will explain in a second, is for you to be able to convey something that's a problem for you, is bothering you, and seek a resolution in a collaborative way that's not offensive to the other person or doesn't necessarily put them in a defensive mode. So there's four components to an iMessage. The first is I feel, and using words of emotion, as opposed to words that are more cognitive. If you start saying I feel like you are, you've lost them, because they're automatically, the defenses are going up. I didn't do that. But if you feel, say, I feel and name an emotion, sad, happy, excited, confused, anxious, no one can disown how you are feeling. So it doesn't, that's not a necessarily debatable part of it, of what you're conveying. The second part is when, and identify the behavior exactly. But the key part in an I statement or I message, to the best of your ability, is to not use the word you, Y-O-U. Especially in American culture, as soon as the you is identified, the person automatically, their brain goes into defending themselves. And so if you're talking about your roommate leaving their shoes at the front door all the time and you tripping over them, you could say, I feel frustrated when the shoes are at the front door in the pathway because, part three of the I statement, why do you feel anxious about that or frustrated about that? Because I'm afraid I'm going to trip. You know, I'm certain that, you know, you spend a lot of money on those shoes. And, you know, you thinking it in your head, and I'm afraid I might destroy property that's really important, and I don't want to do that. So I feel when, because, and I would like, that's the fourth component. What would you like as a resolution? And what are you willing to offer to come to a collaborative decision to resolve that problem? So in the situation of the shoes at the door, I feel anxious when there are shoes left in the front hallway because I'm sure I'm going to trip over them. And I would love it if we could put like a rack by the door so we could keep our shoes there. And then I'm not going to be worried about tripping. Another quick example would be, you know, a roommate borrowing your CDs that you've spent a lot of money on and, you know, don't want them destroyed. And you come home and he or she's got them all over the room. You know, I feel anxious when my CDs are spread out because I don't have the finances to replace something that is really important to me. And I would like to be able to share them, but keep them organized and safe, so maybe only having one out at a time. You don't have to identify the you because the roommate knows they're the only one taking the CDs out, or they're the only one leaving the shoes at the door. So you becomes unimportant, and if you can detract that word out of the statement, it makes them less likely to be defensive and more likely to help you reach the collaborative part of how to resolve the issue.